الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم قال الله تبارك وتعالى في شأن حبيبه في القرآن المجيد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله الله رب محمد صلى عليه وسلم نحن عباد محمد صلى عليه وسلم السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ All praise be to Allah Almighty and infinite salutations upon the best of all creation, the most beautiful, the most handsome, the most fragrant, the most ahsan, the most akmal, the most ajmal, the unique, the final prophet of Allah Almighty, our master, the mercy towards the whole universe, the mercy of all of the worlds, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and upon his blessed family, his blessed wives, the Azwaj Mutahharat, and all of the blessed companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. I would firstly like to thank Jamaat-e Raza-e Mustafa, Malawi branch, and the Karkunan of Faizani Huzur Taj Sharia wa Huzur Muhaddis Kabir Group Malawi. And I would also like to thank Hazrat Alama Mufti Muhammad Arif Barakati Sahib Qibla Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliya and all of the people who are involved in spreading the true teachings of Maslake Ala Hazrat Azim Barakat Radiallahu Ta'ala Anhu in Malawi. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in this month of Ramadan, we have noticed that each and every one of us have increased in our relationship and our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We notice that all of us have been more punctual in our salah. We are more conscious of monitoring the timings of salah. Especially Salatul Maghrib and Salatul Fajr, we have perfected and memorized the timings down to the minute. Allah Almighty, through His mercy, has allowed us in this month of Ramadan to recite the Quran al-Kareem more frequently. We are listening to the Quran more frequently. We have increased our zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the day. We find ourselves praising Allah Almighty, saying Subhanallah during the day. And we find ourselves glorifying Allah Almighty in the evening, saying Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah. Our ruku's have increased and our qiyams and our sujoods have increased. Our making dua has increased at the time of iftar and the time of suhoor. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the question arises though, what will happen when this blessed month is over? What will happen when this blessed month is over? Very soon this month will be gone. What will happen when this month is over? My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Nobody is guaranteed another month of Ramadan. This month is about to go. What will happen when the month is over? In order for us to clarify what should happen, we need to look at the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which reminds us what is the purpose of Ramadan. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislate this month of Ramadan? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislate so that we only worship Him in this one month? No. Allah Almighty wants to facilitate the worship, the ibadah of this month, so that we taste the pleasure, we taste the sweetness, the lazza of having taqwa. Allah Almighty gives us the reason in the Holy Quran why fasting has been made for us upon us. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that we obtain taqwa. So Allah Almighty has given us this month. He's given us this month so that we can taste the pleasure, the sweetness of taqwa. So basically this month is like having a training camp that helps us stay focused throughout the rest of the year. The month of Ramadan allows us to increase our taqwa, as Allah Almighty says in the Quran Al-Kareem, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. The reason, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, why fasting has been prescribed is that so that you may obtain taqwa. Allah Almighty is making it easy for us to obtain taqwa. The doors to hellfire have been made shut. The shayateen are chained, which allows us that opportunity to start winning this race against the shayateen. We are actually winning now. We are ahead. But when the month of Ramadan comes to an end, what will happen? The question arises, my dear brothers and sisters, is this righteousness to only act on the Sharia one month of the year? Does Allah Almighty deserve to be worshipped during the month of Ramadan only by fasting? And He doesn't deserve to be worshipped in the five daily prayers for the rest of the year? Similarly, we see people who stay away from lying, they stay away from backbiting and cheating during the month of Ramadan, only to go back to their evil ways. The very evening the moon is sighted for the month of Shawwal. Now will we do the same? Will we go right back to the way we were before the month of Ramadan? Or have we actually changed for the better? Will we abandon the recitation of the Holy Quran? Will we abandon the word of Ar-Rahman that you recited so wholeheartedly during the blessed month of Ramadan? Will we abandon the word of Ar-Rahman and replace it with music and TV, the words and the tools of the shaitan? Will we forget all that we learned from this blessed month of Ramadan in a blink of an eye? Will we run straight back into haram that we worked so hard to stay away from during the blessed month of Ramadan? You sacrificed your daily routine, at least an hour in the evening, with the Isha Salah, with the Isha Salah to read the Taraweeh Salah, and to read your du'as, and to get together at the time of iftar. And now if we think we have to devote one full hour in the whole day for five salahs in the day, we are going to think twice. Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserve from us to be worshipped only in the month of Ramadan, but not the rest of the year? Surely, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Surely this is not the case. Surely, indeed, Allah Almighty is more deserving to be worshipped all year around, every moment, from the time we take our first breath to the time we take our last breath. My brothers and sisters in Islam, don't be a Ramadan-only Muslim. Don't be a Ramadan-only Muslim. The ulama-i-kiram have said that the Rabb of Ramadan is also the Rabb of Sha'ban and is also the Rabb of Sha'wal. The Rabb of Ramadan is the Rabb of Zilqada and Zilhajj. What this means is the rights and duties and obligations of the creation towards the Creator, towards Allah Almighty, does not change before and after Ramadan. The same salah, the same ibadat, the same taqwa is required throughout the year. So don't be a Ramadan only Muslim. A great Sufi, Sayyiduna Bishr al-Hafi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he heard from some people that they were people who would only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. And when he heard about these people, he said, oh, what an evil people they are. What kind of evil person is he who only thinks of Allah Almighty in Ramadan? Allah Almighty gives you the blessings throughout Ramadan. Allah Almighty gives you life and your health and your wealth. And he gives you your sustenance and your rizq. And he gives you safety and he gives you shifa. All that you have, you get throughout the year. So why do you only wish to thank him during this one time of the year? My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the month of Ramadan seemed only to come a few days ago. Remember the excitement we were all feeling, Ramadan is going to come. But very shortly, this month is about to end. The most important question that you all need, and we all need to ask ourselves, is that this blessed month of Ramadan is about to come to an end. But will our actions, our ibadat, our recitations, our taqwa, will these also come to an end? Let us make this Ramadan a genuine Ramadan where we renew our commitment to Islam and where we renew our commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we make a promise in the court of Allah Almighty that I will change my way of life for the better. Oh Allah, we will change for the better. We will change our priorities and we will put the Sharia, your pristine Sharia, which you have chosen for us, we will put the pristine Sharia first in all matters. We will change, O Allah. We will love those who love you, O Allah. We will love those who love the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we will endeavor and try to become close to those people who are beloved in your court and in the court of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And at the same time, when we will strive to become close to these people, we promise that we will hate and we will avoid all those people who are the enemies of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, who are the enemies of your friends, who are the enemies of the awliya Allah, who are your enemies, O Allah. We will act in accordance to the pristine Sharia as shown to us through the akabirin of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, which in today's day and age is known as the Maslaki ala Hazrat Azim al-Barqat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we will avoid the bad madhabs, the Wahhabis, the Tablighis, the Diwandis, the Shias, and the Sulakullis, like we avoid today those with the coronavirus. We will avoid these people. We will keep ourselves and our children and our families well away from these hakiki diseased people, and we will keep these people well away from us. It is a farewell to the blessed month of Ramadan. It is a farewell to the bounties, to the mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, it is also a renewal. It is a reaffirmation. It is a resolution. And inshallah, it is a positive change for the months ahead, for the years ahead, and a positive change to act upon the maslak of Ala Hazrat Azim al-Barakat radiallahu ta'ala anhu till the day we breathe our last. I pray to Allah Almighty that Allah Almighty accepts from us our ibadat from this month of Ramadan. He accepts our fasting. He accepts our standing in prayer. He accepts our recitation of the Holy Quran and forgives our shortcomings, forgives our mistakes in fasting, forgives our mistakes in ruku and sujood and tarabih, and forgives our mistakes in the recitation of the Holy Quran. And he makes us from the people who are saved from the punishment of hellfire and who are saved from the fire of hell. O Allah, we ask from you to become satisfied with us, to become happy with us, to forgive our parents. And we ask from you, O Allah, that grant health and barakah in the lives of the ulama Ahle Sunnat, especially Huzur Muhaddith Kabir, Huzur Ustad al-Ulama, Mumtaz al-Fuqaha, Hazrat Alama Mufti Ziyal Mustafa, Azmi, Qadri, Nuri, Damat Barakatuhum Ulaliya, Allah Almighty, grant Hazrat a long life with good health. And Allah Almighty also preserve Huzur Qaid Millat, Hazrat Alama Mufti Asjad Raza Khan Saad Qibla, Damat Barakatuhum Ulaliya, and all of the other ulama-i kiram who are propagating the true teachings of Maslake Ala Hazrat Azim Barakat radiallahu ta'ala anhu all over the world, and those in Africa, especially to Hazrat Alama Mufti Aftab Qasim Sahib Qibla and Hazrat Mufti Maulana Arif Barakati Sahib Qibla, Damatu Barakatum Ulaliya. Allah Almighty preserve them, and Allah Almighty also preserve all of the ulama-i kiram all over the world. Kyun raza aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhoom machane wale. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ